Standing in a field, it's chilly, and yet smoke is rising from a wood-burning stove in a very well-built lean-to shelter. And inside that shelter, there are some, let's call them protectors, protesters. Right next to us is a quarry you might be able to hear in the background. On the other side of us, there's a nature reserve, and around us, some coastline. I'm stood with a guy, real name, Jack Daniels. How are you?
Yeah, good. All right. Bite in the air, though, isn't there?
There is a bite
in
the air.
Chilly.
So where are we exactly, and why is this place important?
So we're in the field where, if they do go ahead and they get further permission, the drill would go down through the ground and off to oil or gas or whatever they find as their initial target. And we're adjacent to a local quarry, and the owner of that quarry owns this particular land, so they have made an agreement to lease it out to whoever goes on to drill for gas or oil, unless of course it can be stopped because it's completely inappropriate.
When you say inappropriate, the first thing that springs to mind for me is this is Swanage. This is some of the only World Heritage coastline in Great Britain, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and Swanage is primarily known for it's beautiful landscape, the sea, people are coming out on holidays. I moved here following childhood holidays here, became a resident because it's a beautiful place to be. And it's not the right place for a well.
So what kind of well are we talking about here? I heard discussions about a very long kind of pipeline going out to sea.
Yeah, should it happen? Hopefully not. They'll drill down and then out to the coastline. I think they might go offshore. I think the license is for offshore, and you know, with modern techniques, they can go from on land out to sea. I presume that's probably saved them a fortune compared to having a big rig out there. And yeah, I say again, hopefully it don't happen.
Well, how did somebody kind of squeeze this big proposal past all the people that are protecting SSI areas?
The planning application went through before. I mean, I'm a local resident, and one of my, you know, things is it is in my backyard. Some people said, you know, I'm a NIMBY, whatever, I'll take that on board. If you don't start protecting your own backyard, where do you begin? The planning application went through unbeknownst to me. We didn't see an ad that was put in the paper because we didn't happen to read that paper, and it went ahead. Lots of people didn't know anything about it till the planning permission was already granted by Dorset County Council. You know, it's a funny line really, because there's already mineral rights to the area because people do quarrying. That's a historic thing that has been going on for hundreds of years, and oil and gas are minerals too, so maybe it didn't get the as much scrutiny as it should. And also, all along they've said this is just an exploratory project. Not at all, really. If they drill the hole is there. Once they've hit the target, it maybe it was exploratory, but you've got oil coming out of the pipe. It's already done deal. And because of this sort of description of exploratory, it seems to receive less scrutiny. They don't have to do as many checks on wildlife, protected species, etc. But I think they should, and I think a lot of us do think they should.
Tell me a bit about the wildlife in the area. I know along the coastline people come to see the dolphins and such like. What are we standing near right now?
Yeah, Purbeck's beautiful, absolutely beautiful. And there are dolphins that go along the just offshore here. There's been a lot of sightings from Durlston Castle. Durlston itself is a country park and has an award for the Heritage Award. Additionally, all around these bits of land, there's Dorset Wildlife Trust protect the land beyond this wall here. That's triple SSIs, protected species. There's newts, there's bats, there's birds, there's orchids, etc., etc. There's an abundance of wildlife, you know, as you expect, with an area where people come to walk, enjoy the clean air, and all the stuff that's around us.
Now, I've heard the word fracking quite a lot, and yet you haven't mentioned it once. Is there a reason for that?
Early on, it was one of the things that was challenged, you know, was it going to be a fracking project or not? And the primary company involved, Infrastrata, made a statement to say that they wouldn't now or in the future be involved in fracking. So although, you know, most of us are against fracking, we're also against an oil or gas well in this particular location. Many others are completely against any carbon fossil fuel exploration. You know, we're all seeing on the news now the effects of what's happened to the Barrier Reef, and we're running out of time. So I'm, you know, rapidly becoming more convinced that, you know, we really is time to move on to other types of energy, other types of incentive. And so there's a group of us in Purbeck here who have been careful to what we're against, and often if we use the term, you know, if we start shouting about fracking, then a lot of local residents say, well, you know, it isn't to do with fracking, you've been told that. So it can sort of sully the argument a bit, really. And we are against an oil or gas well of any kind within the bounds of Swanage.
But is there a light at the end of the tunnel? Are we not only days away from the initial planning application expiring?
Yeah, there is some light at the end of the tunnel. As far as we know, from Dorset County Council, from Infrastrata, from Swanage Town Council, we have been told that the planning for the groundworks expires on the 3rd of December. And after that point, in order for the project to go ahead, they would have to reapply again for planning permission for groundworks, in order to then go ahead to an actual drill. And hopefully, we all hope, and we've had some indication it would be the case, that a future planning application would receive more scrutiny to do with wildlife and protected species. There's a massive issue with the safety of the road coming up to the site as the existing quarry. It's a dangerous road, highly dangerous road. There's been a risk assessment to condemn it as being unsafe and potentially completely unsuitable for heavy goods vehicles. So we're hoping that if there was a future planning application, that extra scrutiny would come in and hopefully stop the project dead. That's the hope.
Do you want to give a mention to some of the people that have been here from the beginning, braving the cold and having a constant presence on this site?
Yeah, I mean, we've battled a group of locals and some other people coming in from outside with the local council for the last 3 years. But in the last 2 months, all of a sudden, we had some protectors come down. They've taken time out of their lives. They've come to this field. They've marked it as their home. And that's absolutely stopped any groundworks going ahead. And they've come in to protect. That's what they're described as. You know, you could argue that they're protesters. If they are, they're some of the most beautiful and lovely, peaceful protesters I've ever met. But primarily, they are protectors of this site. And they have done an amazing job. They have been up here camping day in, day out, through the little hurricane that whipped through the other day, driving wind and rain, and they're remarkable people, and they're lovely people. I've been really, really, it's been a privilege to meet them, and all I can say on behalf of us that are trying to stop this is thanks, a massive thanks.
We may be looking at a good news story, who knows, fingers are crossed, no doubt, across the area here as to what happens over this next week. What would you say to people who have similar concerns that in an area of outstanding beauty, an area that needs protecting, as we are approaching a tipping point, it seems, both politically and on a global scale when it comes to the environmental impact of using fossil fuels, what advice could you give them from your 3 years of experience?
I think everybody needs to stand up and protect what they've got. We need to protect these things that are, you know, once they're gone or damaged, they can't be replaced. You've got standing rock happening, and you know, a massive community that just being stomped over, and again, beautiful people trying to protect the purity of their water. And you know, we've all got to watch that. If your water gets contaminated, we're in trouble, big trouble.
Thank you very much. Where can people go to find out more information of what's happening here?
We here have a thing called Stop the Gas Rig online. There's a Swanage Protectors, Swanage Protection Camp Facebook page. You know, look it up, get involved, look at what's happening in your area, and watch out for those planning permissions going in, and make sure you're there to protect your bit of land, your backyard.
Jack Daniels, thank you very much indeed.
Yeah, cheers. Thank you.